Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
If you're thinking about a getaway in the new year or even a last-minute Christmas getaway, cruise travel is enjoying a bit of a high tide at the moment. And there's never been more options for the consumer, from weekend sailings on the Mediterranean or even the Arctic to mega lavish month-long global expeditions. To give us some inspiration for all budgets now, travel writer Tom Brannock joins us from the Cork, our Cork studio. Tom, cruise...
Okay, Katie,
how are you, Tom?
Great, thanks. Cruises
do have a bit of a reputation for being a little bit like something you do after you retire.
I know, you're absolutely right. That kind of hyacinth bouquet on the QE2 vibe. But I think they're really diversifying their model. And to use that phrase, we're so back. Global tourism has reached pre-COVID levels this year, and that's reflected in cruise numbers. So cruise travel rose by 8.5% last year, and it's set to bounce by another 4.5% this year. So it's really full steam ahead. And to that, I suppose, it's down to such a huge and like ever diversifying cruise model. So like your vessel size, I mean, they're not to mention like being seriously slick hotels. They're almost like resorts nowadays, with your like plethora of international restaurants down to the water park. And size, duration, you can go on a weekend Mediterranean cruise, a long, and then down to like week-long expeditions. So I think consumers are really responding to the choice of that. And of course, also you have, and I suppose this is the main appeal for lots of Irish consumers is, and international consumers, is the element of ease, right? So everything is pretty much organized for you. And particularly if you're traveling with kids, you know, instead of like dealing with like choosing a restaurant in 40 degree heat walking down like Las Ramblas in Barcelona, you just have all of your choices for you, and your biggest like family friction is going to be choosing between like whether you're going to get pizza or sushi that night.
Yeah, you are trapped on a moving object with that family and maybe other families that you mightn't either love. Love either. I spoke to somebody who had been on their first ever cruise recently, and they said that they almost had to be rolled off it. So much eating and drinking had happened in the week that they were on this boat. Is it always all inclusive? Is that the way everyone goes with this?
No, not necessarily. And I mean, and that's one thing about cruises. You'll often see the lead-in prices and you're like, ooh, that's quite an attractive deal. But then that's where all the add-ins start, right? Like you can do your half board or your all-inclusive, and then I suppose that really depends on the destination. So one cruise I was going to mention is the Hurtigruten one, which was actually the first trip I ever took on a cruise many, many years ago. And it turned out to be like one of the most memorable trips of my life. And the beauty of that is they do a Northern Lights cruise at this time of year. And there's actually availability on Christmas. If any of your listeners want to, if they just want to steal away for the festive season or a solo cruise, you can get deals from about €400 per person. And that's at Christmas Day, by the way.
And what's that? Is that half board or all inclusive or?
That's a half board, yeah. So the option there, I suppose, is you'll get your breakfast and your dinner, and then you have the option to, you know, get out into your port town during the day. So in this case, it would be Tromsø, which is kind of the capital of the Arctic Circle, or Kirkenes on the Russian border. I always find it fascinating that Norway goes as far east as Istanbul. But yeah, so in that sense, you have options. But also, I would be mindful of, you know, if you're going to be, if you're forking out for a destination like Norway, you could be looking at, you know, 50 or 60 euros for every meal versus a more affordable destination. And another one in terms of budget, guys, is, you know, sometimes I find you may have to pay that little bit extra, or oftentimes a lot extra, for a, you know, sea view. And sometimes because you're spending so much time like on excursions or on the port cities, you may find that, for example, instead of booking a balcony view room on a certain ship, you could maybe book an interior cabin on a more premium operator, if that makes sense.
So is that a rule of thumb, Tom? Basically, if you're going to be getting off and going into port a lot, where there are reasonable meals to be had, maybe keep your upfront onboard expenses to a minimum and see the local sites as much as possible.
Yeah, I think, well, I mean, the half board is a nice option because you also want to be, you know, having some kind of economic footprint on the towns you're visiting. I mean, Cove is a great example there. I mean, Cove has gone from, I think, 9,000 passengers 20 years ago to, I think, 200 passengers this year. And we all know how, I mean, there's good and bad stories about the kind of the impact of cruise visitors on the town, but largely they're really welcome in Cove. And you see great businesses now, which have many of them have opened up on the back of tourism. And that really just gives you a sense of the cities. And like there's river cruises are so popular now. And a really nice one is, okay, you have like the Danube and the Rhine, which are actually really lovely at this time of year, obviously with the Christmas markets, but also they're really diversifying. And now you can go on a river cruise and on the Danube, for example, add on golfing breaks and so on. So, but one nice one is the Douro River in Portugal. So Porto is really, really trending urban break right now and wonderful for wine lovers. So you can do like a 1 day or a 2 day, up to a 7 day course on the Douro River from about 330 euros per person for two nights. But the nice things about the river cruise, if you do have that element of cabin fever, Katie, is that you can get, you're transferred to like lovely, charming, rustic accommodation at night, like quintas, Q-U-I-N-T-A-S. They're like traditional Portuguese wine estates. So that's a nice combination of combining. You have the kind of the riparian water exploration aspect with the kind of terra firma in the evening.
Right, you're stuck in a studio cabin with me for 2 hours Monday to Friday. There's a good taster for you. Yeah.
What about? I mean, are you welcome everywhere? Because aren't there cities now that they've banned cruise ships from stopping off at?
Yeah, and that's quite a dynamic situation. I know, for example, that Venice has really reduced. I mean, Venice has banned cruise ships from 1,000 passengers downwards, I believe. And yeah, I know, for example, in the Greek islands like Mykonos, I mean, what the cruise ship industry and Instagram have done to those Greek islands is pretty horrific. But now I suppose you can do, winter is a great time to visit those areas too. Like you can do some nice Eastern Mediterranean breaks off season to Corfu, the Adriatic, Croatia. I mean, Ireland's love affair with Croatia is growing year on year. You know, many of us, they've done Spain and Portugal, and Croatia is really happening now. It has a great maritime culture, kind of smaller scale ships, and you can sail, operators like Sail Croatia have lovely 6 or 7 day, so week long sail cruise, so that they're sailboats but like luxury cruisers along right. The coastline. You can do your
Tom, in 20 seconds in the time we have allowed for us here, if you want to go nuts,
oh yes,
tell us, okay, how you go nuts.
You can go nuts by, okay, this will take a little bit more about than the credit union, maybe the Euro Millions, but there's a 60-day tour from the Great Lakes in America down to Antarctica. You start off in Wisconsin, make your way out through Canada via the Great Lawrence, down the East Coast of America, the Caribbean, Panama Canal, the Chilean Fords, and down to Antarctica for a cool 60 grand. But I think tips are included on that.
All right, that'd better be all inclusive.
Exactly.
Tom,
exactly,
we have to leave it there.
Nice one. Thanks,
guys. That all sounds wonderful. You might actually have persuaded me. That's Tom Brannock there.